Good afternoon. We will continue to enjoy brilliant sunshine across interior New York and New England as high pressure dominates the weather picture from the Great Lakes eastward. We'll have comfortable levels of humidity and a northwest breeze as well as high temperatures reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s. There will be some lower to mid 70s across the higher terrain today with scattered clouds. Skies will be mostly clear tonight, a few clouds passing by through the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and it will be seasonably cool and comfortably so, with readings back into the 50s. This will set us up for a mostly dry day tomorrow, with a few clouds mixing with sunshine and a disturbance heading our way from the west. We'll have the risk of a late day shower or thunderstorm, but highs should still make it into the upper 70s to around 80. This disturbance will pass through the region on Thursday night and early Friday morning with a few showers and maybe a rumble of thunder. And then temperatures will climb on Friday afternoon with increasing sunshine back into the middle and upper 70s. High pressure will briefly take over Friday night into Saturday morning and will start the weekend sunny, though increasing clouds by the end of the day Saturday with a chance of rain, especially from I-90 south as the next system moves in from the Ohio Valley. Highs on Saturday will be in the middle 70s. That system will pivot from the Ohio Valley into the northeast, bringing a slug of moisture with it on Saturday night and Sunday, so it looks rather wet for the second half of the weekend, at least the way we see it right now. And temperatures on Sunday will be held back into the upper 60s to around 70. That trough of low pressure will lift out early next week, but still have an effect with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday and Tuesday, and highs bouncing back into the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over the Corn Belt into the Midwest. By mid to late afternoon, strong heating and increasing moisture-rich environment will produce scattered storms within a strong to very unstable air mass. Veering winds increasing with height will likely yield a supercell mode initially, with all severe hazards possible. By mid-evening, the intensification and veering of a low-level jet stream into Iowa should promote upscale growth into an east-southeastward moving severe mesoscale convective system overnight. A concentrated swath of severe wind gusts with a forward propagating bow echo and perhaps an accompanying tornado risk may result. And a heat advisory is in effect for parts of the Carolina coast through central Georgia westward into the Mississippi River Valley. Temperatures in the south will approach 100 degrees in spots with the heat index values from 105 to 110 degrees. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1943, and the record low, 44, in 1932. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, and comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid-70s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, the risk of a shower in the mountains with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and warm today with low humidity and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy, and comfortably warm today with low humidity with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, breezy, comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible in the upper 70s, more showers overnight Thursday night, and a few lingering Friday morning, then increasing sun Friday afternoon back into the middle and upper 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, late-day rain possible with highs in the mid-70s, cloudy with rain showers likely Sunday around 70, a mix of sun and clouds and a chance of showers Monday back to the mid-70s, and a chance of a thunderstorm Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.